The successful regulation of life is consciousness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The successful regulation of life is consciousness. The vicissitudes of life are rather amazing. Life has its ups and downs. Life has its ins and outs. We are sometimes very happy and sometimes we are very sad. We are very successful and sometimes we are not successful. It's very fascinating to realize what goes on in life. The successful regulation of life is consciousness. Now we can be conscious and we can be unconscious. We can be conscious of what's going on around us, of who we are, of what motivates us to move and accomplish things. And we can be unaware of what goes on around us and moves us to activity. Now, the story of the sun and the wind is a very significant story. The wind tried to get the coat off the guy, and the coat wrapped it only more tightly around him because of the violence of the wind. And the sun, gentle warming rays, allowed the man to take his coat off because he was comfortable. He didn't need the coat anymore. In our life, we are like the coat on the man. We wrap the coat around us when we are facing difficulties and facing circumstances that are difficult for us to appreciate. That's called being aware of ourselves. Being aware of ourselves and being self-conscious and being self-pity. The idea that we think that we are sorry for ourselves takes all the control away from us. It gives all the control to the coat. And we wrap the coat around us, we try to keep out the wind, we try to keep out the world, we try to keep out everything by our feeling of self-pity. Oh, poor me. Nobody likes me. Everything's going another way, not my way at all. But our consciousness comes to the rescue, and it says, hey, this is a wonderful world. This is a wonderful life. This is a wonderful day. Hey, turn on the radio and listen to some beautiful music. Get your CDs going. Get your records going. Start playing that beautiful music you have. Just think of the olden days. They didn't have phonographs. They didn't have music players. They didn't have digital CDs and so forth. You've got everything today. And if you don't like the music, you can shut it off right in the middle of it. In the old days, they went to a concert and they couldn't shut it off right in the middle of it. That was all they had. That's all they did. Well, you've got everything. We have everything in our life going our way if we would just be conscious of it. And how do we become conscious of what we have that's going our way? By thinking about it. We think about happiness and we bring happiness into expression in our life. It's there. It's there to be brought forth. It's there because it is within us. And we merely recognize it and bring it forth. How do we bring peace and love and joy and abundance in our life? By thinking about it, by loving it, by being aware of it. We can say, I am independently wealthy till we're blue in the face. And it won't do us any good at all. What it is doing, it is saying to our conscious mind, hey, I am independently wealthy. Because we before have been saying to our conscious mind, we're poor, we have nothing, we are destitute, what are we going to do? So long as we put that sort of thought in our conscious mind is going to say, well, I guess that's what you want to do. I guess that's how you want to act. I guess that's how you want to live. When we can be 100% aware, conscious, choosing what we want to experience, we will experience him. When we will take that old devil feeling sorry for ourselves, self-pity, and just give him no attention at all. Oh, he's there, and he always will be there, but give him no attention. And when you give him no attention, he atrophies in your mind, he goes away, he dries up, and he's no longer powerful. But as long as you give him attention, You give him all your power to be an expression in your life. And you give yourself the power to be in that experience of living in that awareness of all things in life. What is it you want? What is it you care about life? What is it you choose to experience in life? Do you choose to experience in life beauty, harmony, goodness, right action, peace, abundance, right health, and everything else in that beautiful way? Well, then that is where your consciousness, you must be conscious of it to have it. Another word for consciousness might be awareness. If we are aware of something beautiful, we are conscious of it, we experience it. When we are not aware of it, even though it may be all around us, even though the beautiful activities of life may be blossoming out all around us, if we are not conscious of it or aware of it, for us, it does not happen. Now, you say, well, it's happening for everybody else, so why not me? Because you're not conscious of it. Because you're not putting it in your heart and your soul and your being that that is what you want to be aware of. You're not trying to bring something to yourself, magnetize something to yourself. You're not trying to make something happen that does not exist. You're revealing something that already exists. Now, I would like us to have this concept in our mind because it helps us to recognize what's going on. Everything that was, is, will be, is right now. There is nothing new under the sun. As we tell ourselves, there is nothing new under the sun. Everything is, was, is now, is, will be, is now. Because there is only now. There is only this place right here. And when we start recognizing that all things are right now, we make our choice. Now, this is the tough part. Right now, all the rottenness of the world exists. Right now, all the goodness of the world exists. Now, my question is, where will I put my attention? On the rottenness of the world or the goodness of the world? If I want to pay attention, support, benefit, uplift, encourage, if I want to empower rottenness, then I think about it. If I want to empower goodness, then I think about it. So, consciousness is so extremely important. Consciousness merely tells us that everything already is. And consciousness or awareness reveals it to us in every way that it's there. And since it is there, since we have it in our life, what is it that we want to part? Do we want to part with consciousness of awareness of goodness? Or consciousness of awareness of evil? Turn evil around and what do you got? Live. That's the way it works too. Live is one way of looking at it and evil is another way. And they're both the same letters, just reversed. And just like we love our dogs, we think our dogs are so wonderful, they're so fantastic. Oh, they are so good. And turn the word around and what have you got? Try it out. What have you got? My goodness, puts a whole new complexion on God, doesn't it? Puts a whole new complexion on dogs. Puts a whole new complexion on us and our consciousness. Every time we snuggle our dog, we're snuggling God. And every time we're snuggling God, we're snuggling our dog. We live in a very wonderful world. We live in a world which is the successful regulation of life. Simple. The successful regulation of life, consciousness, awareness, involvement. What do you want to be conscious of? What do you want to be aware of? We make that choice, and when we make that choice, we either wrap our coat tightly around us, or we take it off. And when we take it off, we're embraced in unconditional love. We have that choice. No one takes it from us. No one gives it to us. It's merely for us to enjoy if we want to enjoy it. Now, do you want to enjoy it? Well, I sure do, and I am enjoying it every moment of my life. Join with me and know that this gift is yours too, to be aware of right now, not drawing it to you, not creating it, not magnetizing it, because it already exists. Just which avenue do you want to walk down? The avenue of success and happiness, or the avenue of the opposite? Your choice, my choice, and it's a wonderful choice that we have. Well, walk with me on the avenue of success, and as we walk together, we'll listen to the great music of life, singing in our hearts, experiencing itself in our world. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.